to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, Remax Metro East Side.
I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank. And that was Batman, our announcer.
Yeah,
thank you, Batman.
Yeah, I need to hang out with him now since I was Catwoman.
Someday the station's
going
to just get fed up with us making fun of Batman. I'm sure he's a nice
gentleman. You know what?
Nice
we pay for time, so I doubt it.
It's so intense. So. Yeah,
he is, but we're an intense show.
That's right.
We might be about real estate and finance, which most people think is boring, but we're very intense on the subject.
I don't think we're boring. We're never boring. We're always
talking
about...
Well, no, I said some people think the topics can
be
boring.
Can
I don't
boring.
Think we're
oh, absolutely.
Boring.
Right, right.
Good Lord, if I thought we were boring, I wouldn't do the show. But
right,
I don't
right.
know. Listeners, if you feel differently, please feel free to send me messages at info@teamreba.com. But,
ooh,
yeah.
Good one. Got that in there.
Yeah. Well...
Well, you know,
I mean,
get
our classes,
questions too, where people ask me questions at eric@ericismybanker.com.
There you go. Yeah. Well, so. And also if they want to sign up for our classes. We didn't mention.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. January 12th.
Yes,
we have a class
have
coming
one.
Up. This is the official first-time homebuyer class sponsored by the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. This is a free class. It's 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be Saturday, January 12th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the mm-hmm. Renton
Chamber
of Commerce.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
in Renton.
I know in Renton. We ain't just Renton, we're buying.
That's right.
But that office is going to be open on a Saturday. It's not typically open on a Saturday, but they're entrusting me since I'm on the board of directors for the chamber down there. They're going to let me have use of the building and we'll be right in the downtown district
the
there just off of Burnett.
To trust you.
Yeah, I know.
That's good. Yeah.
But our last class though, we got through the material fairly early. So
mm-hmm.
we did actually get out by 2. So
yeah.
That was kind of
a
nice and we're working on that. We know it's a required amount of information to give, and as long as we hit all that information,
right.
There you go.
But we hit information that's well above and beyond what sort of the core state curriculum
we
covers
do.
Because really we want you to be educated going in the marketplace and know
mm-hmm.
how to buy the options available, what the process is.
Yep.
And some secrets that
yeah.
we have.
Yeah, we talk about market conditions and several other things. So yes, how to win your
yeah.
deal in
so,
the way that works best for you.
So if you or anyone you know is interested in taking one of the first time classes, next one again, January 12th in Renton.
Yep.
You can reserve your spot at info@teamreba.com.
Yep. TEAMREBA.
That's
dot
it.
Com.
That's
yes.
it. That's it.
So speaking of giving information and helping people understand. We have with us still Paige Ulrey, who is is the Senior Deputy Prosecuting Attorney for King County working with elder abuse cases. So if you've just tuned into the show, I want you to know who we're talking to today.
Yeah, thanks again for joining us, Paige.
Thank you guys
for
having me.
And we've been talking about some different aspects of elder abuse, and this one just kind of gives me shivers, some of the things that go on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in banking, we require our employees to take classes on elder abuse. And
oh,
a lot
do
of the
they?
Time, oh, sure.
I didn't know that.
A lot of the times where we see it is in two places. One is on the teller line. You know, we might have a regular customer, maybe an elderly customer, and
mm-hmm.
they, you know, every month, you know, they get their Social Security. They come in and they'll draw $200 out or something. And then all of a sudden, one day they come in and they want to draw $30,000 out. And there's a caretaker standing right next to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trained on what to do, you know, if that circumstance comes up.
That's good to know. Are most financial institutions
yes,
doing that, or is that specific?
Financial
here?
Institutions.
Are they?
It's
okay.
It's required training for all employees
well, that's
of
good
financial
to know.
Institution. And then on the loan side, we also, you know, for the mortgage side, we're looking for issues of elder abuse as well. Maybe somebody's trying to refinance a home. It's owned free and clear. The owner is very elderly. As a lender, we can't discriminate. If I've got a customer who's 100 years old, I got to give them a 30-year mortgage. You know, I can't sort of question, okay, you realize you'll be 130 years old when this thing's paid off. It's illegal for me to do that,
mm-hmm.
you know, but... what's going on with the money? And it's my,
yeah.
it's our responsibility to ask the person, do you understand the transaction? Do you know what's going on? We do have to ask what's the purpose,
right.
you know, for the loan. And if we are suspicious at all of, you know, one of the parties in it, usually it's a caretaker or a younger relative or something, we will refer that and have it investigated. So.
Yeah. I am just very happy that you know, while nobody enjoyed us going through the Great Recession, one of the benefits, and we've talked about this on the show before, that licensing of mortgage professionals has changed drastically. It went from like one out of 30 people in an office to now everybody.
It's better.
And it's better than it was.
It's way better. Yeah.
And, you know, the great example was that during the recession, I sat across the table from several elderly folks who were in process of losing their homes because somebody gave them one of those crappy loans and they didn't understand it. Right. And now suddenly they were, I mean, in one case, a gentleman down in kind of the unincorporated King County area between Seattle and Renton, he happened to come by an open house we had for a property for sale, and he asked if we could come by and talk with him. He was thinking about maybe selling. He wasn't really sure. And then as I sat with him, and it took almost 3 hours for me to finally draw out of him what was really going on. And when he finally pulled the documentation together for me to read, his home was about to be auctioned. And he didn't even know it. And he just thought that as long as he was still talking to the bank, that they wouldn't do that. And we here in Washington State had just recently changed into the Foreclosure Fairness Act. And so I contacted that bank, of which I can see the name of it from this studio, and had to call them directly, again, get senior services involved.
Adult Protective Services?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And contacted that lender and said, you need to do something right now or I'm going to help file the lawsuit against you.
Right, right.
And they, and I said, you need to get him into, because this is when they were doing sit downs with people. And I said, you need to do this right now. And then worked with him to try and get some community help. Because this is someone who had been in the same home. He had built that home in the 1960s.
Yeah, that's just sickening.
And,
to see that.
You know, so it was, you know, I just, you see that and, you know, so it's nice to know that financial institutions have some of those safeguards in place, but also that just the lending industry itself has had some improvements. Although, Paige, you mentioned reverse mortgages. Is that something that comes up?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the many sort of, it's one of the variety of ways that older people are exploited.
Okay.
But I filed a case not too long ago in Kent where a man became the power of attorney for his mom. She had dementia. And she was living in her home at the time, and he got her moved into a facility, and then he applied for a reverse mortgage on her home. And he lied on the reverse mortgage documents and basically said she planned to return to the home because you can only get one way if you're going
to
live there.
Be living in the home.
And so he lied about that. He got a huge amount of money in this reverse mortgage, and then he completely went crazy spending it on trips to Europe and everything else on himself and literally drained her of everything she had, which was all tied up in his house.
Yeah.
And so we do. We see that fairly often. And it's stunning how much damage can be done to somebody when this kind of exploitation happens. There's one study that was done in New York recently that found that any form of elder abuse increases the risk of premature death of the victim by 300%.
I believe
it. And that's true of financial exploitation.
Because of the stress?
Just the stress and the betrayal and, and just knowing that you've spent your whole life building this nest egg and now it's gone. And usually it's this person who you trust and who you love who did it to you.
Right.
And it's really devastating.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about some of these situations where it's the trusted person in the family or friend or whatever it might be. I want to bring up, because we've talked about this during one of the breaks, what I have seen where it's total strangers, right?
Yeah.
So, and I may have brought this up on the show before, but today is a great day for us to get this reminder back out there because it's a perfect segue of like the things that are happening in your office. I have sat in and have now chosen not to be a member of this organization any longer, but I have sat in on two different investment groups. One of them is focused with women and one of them is just kind of a general group. And I sat watching a real estate agent stand at the front of the room and give advice to people that they should look for people aged 55 and older, have been in their homes 15, 20 or more years. And, you know, you do this, you know, wholesaling version of trying to purchase. And, you know, the thing is I don't begrudge anyone making profit on real estate. But I do really have a moral problem with someone taking advantage of people. It's one thing if both Absolutely. Parties understand what's going on, but when you purposely seek out to burn the other party, you know, for your own financial gain, I have a real problem with that. And I sat watching this woman saying, find these people of this kind of age group, and when you finally get an audience with them, because chances are, especially in a higher priced market like ours, they have no idea what their property is really worth. And what you want to do is you want to sit down with them and then ask them, what would you like to get out of this house? Because these are people who are generally older, and how dollar signs affect them is very different. And so they might think $100,000 is a big amount of money, or $200,000 or, you know, $300,000 is like, you know, like winning the lotto or something. And the thing is, you know, like we had a gentleman from a listener of our show here who had people offering $550,000 and $600,000 for his home, but we sold it for $781,000. And I remember even when we looked at the multiple offers that came in, one of them was about $30,000 more than the next best offer. And, you know, he was like, well, this one's cash and this one has a loan on it. He's like, why? He goes, wouldn't you as an agent want me to just get the fastest close so you can get your money? And I looked at him and I said, okay, well, first of all, I'm sorry that you might think that all agents might consider that being the thing that they should care about. I said, but I'm like, John, here's what I want to say. Are you in an income producing period of your life right now? And he kind of looked at me quizzically and I went, could you earn $30,000 more in the next 5 weeks on your own or even in the next year? And he said, well, no. And I said, well, we're looking at the risk factors of these offers, and I want you to be able to live on as much as you possibly can out of this. And if I can get you $30,000 more dollars and we feel that the risk is low for you, then I want to recommend that. Because waiting 5 weeks, I said, I know you're anxious to move on, but this can be much better for you if that's what you're willing to do. And the thing was that disgusted me was one of the people who were putting these offers in front of him ahead of us helping him was a real estate agent. And I want to make sure that our listeners know real estate agents have to tell you the true value of your property, even if they offer you less. So please know that.
All right. Well, when we come back, we've got more with Paige Ulrey from the Kane County Prosecuting Office. Stay tuned. More Open House with Team Reba. Be right back.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.